It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
An early childhood taxing district, what on earth is that?
The latest in politics and world affairs.
I don't think that we should be passing legislation that is so complicated that people kind of throw up their hands and say, oh, I can't understand it.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
It is not fair that just because you're a big business that you get a break on this and the little guy doesn't.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed. Let's have a conversation and welcome to the Kim Munson Show. Thank you for joining us. Each of you, you are treasured and you're valued. You have a purpose. Strive for excellence today and take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. So appreciate you joining us. And thank you to the great team that I get to work with. That's producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, and Charlie. Happy Friday to you, producer Steve.
Why, thank you. We waited a long time for this one.
Yes, we did. But lots going on today. It's been Eat Meat Week, and we have been featuring some of these great events throughout the state, and we will let you know about some more of them with some other people that will be calling in today, so be sure and stay tuned for that.
Can I comment on what we've done so far? Besides the obvious message of going up against you-know-who and this bad idea, every one of these people we've talked to, it's like a little, like you love to say, a little slice of Americana.
I love it. And there is such an assault in Colorado on our rural part of our state as well as our ag business. It is astonishing to me. But, you know, there's always a positive. I think what has really happened is these communities have come together and created these events. So we'll be talking with a number of the organizers here in just a little bit. It is a Turnquist Friday. Rick Turnquist is in studio. Rick Turnquist, it's always a great day when you're in studio.
Yeah, Kim, it's really, really nice to be here this month. Last month, as you remember, I was in Texas, so it's nice to be here in person to talk about these and talk about what a great industry we have in Colorado in the cattle and the agriculture and what a contemptuous slam against that industry that was registered by our governor just not too long ago.
Well, and he clearly, you know, he likes to read the political tea leaves, and clearly he blew it on this because he has now come out and proclaiming, as we know, he proclaimed an edict that tomorrow, March 20th, is a meat out day. Well, what has happened is, I think, make sure you have your beef already, your meat already, because I think tomorrow everybody's going to be eating a lot of meat.
Oh, yeah. It's really going to be great. I'm going to dig my grill out of the snow, and and I've got some nice fillets ready to go, and we're going to enjoy a nice steak dinner with a yummy side of bacon.
Yeah, that sounds like a great plan. And you have written a very important piece, Colorado Democrats' War on Colorado. It is up at my website. Folks need to go and take a look at the visual that Zach put together with this.
He always does such an amazing job. And this one, when I saw it, I just laughed because it's so great. It's Napoleon with Governor Jared Polis's face on top. And really, as this failed administration of Jared Polis continues, it becomes more and more evident that we really need to make him a one-term governor because he's just terrible, and the legislature that supports him is equally as bad.
And they are not the Democrats of a JFK Democrats. They are radical activists. The policies are Marxist.
Harry Truman and John F. Kennedy would be laughed out of today's Democratic Party. Even Bill Clinton, you know, even though they cast a blind eye towards his many personal failings, even he would be laughed out of today's Democratic Party. They've really taken a hard turn to the left, and it's apparent with every single bill that is sponsored by somebody with a D next to their mm-hmm. name.
And you know what, Rick? One thing I have decided, because the Democrats have been so successful in the war on language or the war of language and narratives, and I'm no longer calling them Democratic. I'm calling them Democrat. And I think that there is a nuance on that, because there's nothing Democratic about what they're doing except mob rule.
Well, that exactly. They want to employ the tyranny of the majority. And our founders expressly designed the United States government to try to limit that. And because the United States is not a democracy, it's a constitutional republic, there's a difference.
And there is a difference.
And Colorado was designed to be the same way. And it's like they call themselves progressives, but they're really not progressive at all. They're regressive. They want to return us to a time when we were living in caves and we had slavery and all that kind of stuff. They just they're so disconnected from reality and from the laws of economics and human nature. It's just, it would be laughable if it weren't tragic.
And it is tragic because there seems to be this assault on everyday hardworking people. We saw this through the COVID-19 Wuhan China virus reaction disruption, where they kept big business open and closed down small business. Now we've seen this assault on our oil and gas industry here in Colorado, and now they're going after agriculture. And I'll tell you what, Rick Turnquest, is when this whole Wuhan China virus thing started, and people were terrified. They go to the store, and there was no toilet paper. The other thing that was really terrifying was empty meat counters.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And their contempt for everybody outside the Denver, Boulder, Fort Collins nexus is really apparent with the way they're trying to eradicate the oil and gas industry and now the agriculture industry, because they view Colorado businesses as a giant pot of gold to fund their progressive schemes. But at the same time, they're doing everything they can to make it harder and harder to do business in Colorado. And I wonder, there's no way to track this or research this, but I wonder how many people have not opened a business because of all the excessive government regulations and costs that are imposed that are just artificial and don't really serve any economic purpose. And how many people have gone out of business because of all this stuff. And it's just no way to find that information out. But it's really happening, and everything they're doing to try to raise minimum wages, to this new family leave tax, which I will never pay a dime of, by the way. Everything they're doing is designed to make it harder to do business in Colorado. And I think that if they continue down the road they're going, Colorado's going to be an economic wasteland in 4 or 5 years.
And it will be laid at their feet. Let's jump over here to our inspiration of the day. Since we're going to be talking with so many people from the cattle industry, I thought we needed to have some cowboy quotes. And I love this one. This is from Save a Cowboy. It says, "When people ask you, what do? Tell them whatever it takes." I love that.
That's a great quote for anybody in any industry. That's very good.
So let's jump over here. We have on the line with us Jason Santomoso, and he is with the Sterling Livestock Commission. Jason, welcome to the show.
Kim, thank you very much for having me.
You've got something big planned out in Sterling tomorrow.
We do. We do. We're having a free barbecue. Well, kind of free. We're doing it to raise money for a local charity. So it's donation only. We're going to have several great guest speakers. Trent Luce will be here from the radio program Luce from the Hip. State Senator Jerry Sonnenberg. Talk show host Randy Corporon. Representative Richard Holtorf. A member from the Colorado Cattlemen's Association will be here. Greg Lopez, a possible Republican candidate for governor, will be here all day. And Todd Workman from the Primary of the Ruling Class, PRCPAC.com, will be here. Got a lot of exciting things. We're going to do a live auction as well as a silent auction for our charity. Going to be a lot of fun. We're kind of expecting 2,500 to 3,000 people out here in northeast Colorado in our little town of Sterling.
I love it. Now, so how could people get details on this, Jason?
I've got a Facebook page, but I'm not very technical savvy, so I somehow made it a private. And I have no idea how to change it, but they can go to my Facebook page, Jason Santomoso, and on that Meet In Facebook page, we've got all the auction items listed on there, lots of handmade Eat Beef signs. Just going to be an outstanding event. And I'm hoping everybody can come out and support the charity and kind of show this government that messing with agriculture is not probably a good idea, because we're a huge ag family, and when you come attack us, we will fight back.
Well, and the thing about it is ultimately this will affect everyday people when they go to the grocery store. Costs will go up. There could be shortages. You could have empty shelves, and Americans don't like that very much, Jason. What time does the event start tomorrow?
We'll start serving lunch at 12 o'clock, and we'll go through whenever people are tired and wanting to go home. We just want to celebrate the agriculture industry and the livestock and meat producers. And you're exactly right. The people on the front range don't realize what the ag community goes through to raise the beef and the crops and how hard they work. And this is their livelihood. And it's being attacked right now.
It really is. So that's out in Sterling, Colorado, and I would highly recommend that you take part in that. There's so many great events going on throughout the state. And Jason, I so appreciate what you guys do. I love our farming and ranching communities. And so Jason Santomoso, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Kim, thank you very much for having me, and everybody eat beef.
Eat beef, that's for sure. And this show comes to you. We're an independent voice. And certainly thank you to all of you that are going to my website and contributing to our independent voice out there. But I also have just wonderful, great sponsorship partners. And on the line with me is Hal Van Herke. He is the owner from the best blade makers from throughout the world. But if you're going to be cutting into a juicy steak this weekend in honor of Eat Beef Week and Eat Beef Day, Hal Van Herke, I bet you have the perfect steak knife for people, right?
We do. We have a wide range of steak knives and even folding knives you can take with you and open them up on a special occasion like Colorado's first Eat Meat Day.
So. And what's happening out in Sedalia for Eat Meat Day?
Yeah. First of all, we want to thank our Governor Lord Polis for declaring this as Eat As Much Meat As You Can Day. And the entire town of Sedalia is on board with this. Thanks to several local ranchers and farmers, if you come into Sedalia and you stop by Bud's Bar at noon, the first 200 people that buy a drink will get a free cheeseburger courtesy of local ranchers. And if you swing by the Wide Open Spaces, a great brand new bar that we have in Sedalia, the first 300 people that purchase a drink will get a free cheeseburger. So no knife required for the cheeseburger, but if you happen to come down to Sedalia at the same time, stop by Cascade Knife and Tool. I mentioned the Kim Munchin Show will give you 10% off your purchase.
Oh, I love that. And you are such a valued sponsor of both the Kim Munchin Show and America's Veterans Stories with Kim Munchin, Hal. And it's because of you and all of our supporters that it keeps this independent voice out there. So Hal Van Herke, thank you so much. And I'm looking forward to my great juicy steak tomorrow.
Thank you.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion would be under assault and attack in America? Unbelievably, it is happening right before our eyes. That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the airwaves, the internet, and social media. Kim Munchin is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunchin.com to contribute to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's Kim Munchin, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munchin Show. I am Kim Munchin. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munchin, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. And you can email me at kim@kimmunchin.com as well. And thank you to each and every one of you who are contributing to keep our independent voice out there on the airwaves, talking about these issues as freedom versus force. Force versus freedom. If something is a good idea, you shouldn't have to force people to do that. Be sure and check out America's Veteran Stories with Kim Munchin on Sunday afternoon. It's on from 3 to 4 on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM. We are starting a series regarding Vietnam veterans. It's based on a book, Echoes of Our War, and it's 10 different Vietnam veterans that are telling their story 50 years later. And Colonel Bob Fisher is really the guy that coordinated this. And so we'll be talking with Colonel Fisher as well as Marine Vietnam veteran Grady Birdsong and Vietnam era Marine veteran Paula Sarl. So be sure and check that out. And before we get over here to Bill Korvalik from Kit Carson County, another one of my great sponsors is Hooters Restaurants. And it is March Magic at Hooters. And they have all kinds of specials, both dine-in, to-go, but their dine-in specials for March Madness, March 18th through April 5th, they have great deals. And just go to my website. That's Kim Munchin, MONSON.com. Click on the sponsor tab. That'll drop down to all of my sponsors and just click on the Hooters tab and it will show you all the specials that they are running right now for March Madness. Let's jump over here to Bill Korvalik. He's in Kit Carson County. And Bill, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
And
thank you. Glad to be on here.
It's good to have you. And what are you doing tomorrow, March 20th, for Meat In Day or Eat Beef Day? What's happening out in Kit Carson County?
Well, in Kit Carson County, we're having one of the biggest barbecue events that that we're going to have all year long. We're getting together, and I think there's going to be like 15 or 16 grills, big grills coming in. And to kind of let you know, and I'll put a plug in for the dish room. They're closing down, which is one of the large restaurants in the area. They're closing down for the event from 11 o'clock to 2 o'clock, and going to come out and cook for us out there, be one of the cooks there. And then we have several producers, meat producers, that are cooking for the area as well.
Well, and I've been to Dish, the restaurant, and it is a great restaurant. So that's great that they'll be helping you out there. And you said this is going to be from 11 to 2. Where at? And it's in Burlington, correct?
Yes. We put up a large tent there on the Kit Carson County Fairgrounds, which is located on the north side of town, basically street north on 15th Street. And it is a fabulous fairgrounds if you've never been there. We'll have a petting zoo along with face painting for kids and that kind of thing. And it's going to be a tremendous time.
Well, and what's the weather look like for tomorrow?
Well, it looks good. It'll be a typical day in March. We're going to be, I think we're going to be pushing maybe 70 degrees. And have a little bit of breeze that day, which is nothing new in eastern Colorado, but the weather is going to be fabulous.
Well, that is just great. Bill, thank you so much for letting us know about that. And that's going to be out in Burlington, Colorado. It's 11 to 2 at the fairgrounds. Keep up the great work. This has been just really, I think, a real positive. When Polos came out and did the Meat Out Day, what has happened is people have come together, and I think that it's really given us an opportunity to highlight how important our ag producers are. So, Bill Korvalek, welcome so much to, or thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, well, I appreciate, Kim, the opportunity and to voice our opinion out here, but, yeah, we're definitely... We're doing a meet-in day, supporting all our ranchers and farmers out this direction.
Well,
come on out and enjoy.
Well, sounds like a lot of fun. And, yeah, I just looked at this, and it's supposed to be 60, 70 degrees tomorrow. So, Bill, the weather committee's done a good job for you as well.
We were pretty lucky that way, yeah. And we were just blessed with a lot of rain and some snow in the area, which we've really needed. And I'll tell you, we're pretty thankful right now that we just need to really fight for our way of life out here right now.
And your way of life is what puts food in our grocery stores. So thank you so much, Bill.
You bet. Well, thank you.
And Dr. Jill Vecchio is on the line. You know her. She actually read the complete Unaffordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. She read it so that we knew what was in it. And she went around and did a lot of different meetings to try to inform us about what happened. But today we're going to talk with Dr. Jill Vecchio because she's a kind of a farming and ranching kid. Jill, you have a great appreciation for our agricultural industry.
Absolutely. I'm still a farmer. I grew up on my grandpa's farm, been working in cornfields, you know, many, 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 many years. Stopped doing that, thankfully, a while ago. But when my dad had cattle and raised corn, soybeans, had several different companies. So I've been working with that, and I appreciate the whole milieu of farming. And I also drive through Nebraska all the time when I come back and work in Iowa. So I hear what's going on all over in several different states.
Interesting, Jill, when you and I were talking yesterday, that this wasn't just Colorado that proclaimed a Meat Out Day. There were a couple of other states as well, which you and I are scratching our heads. We're like, this looks a little coordinated.
Right, and I don't know if you talked about this, so I did a little research. It's called the meatout.org. This is a national organization. Yeah, and they call themselves grassroots. Well, if you're really grassroots, you don't have to call yourself grassroots, right? So if they call themselves grassroots, they're not. So we can imagine that they're probably being funded heavily by somebody. It's an international movement, that's been going on since 1985. They've had meet out days in several different countries. And meet out day today, it's always March 20th, the first day of spring. This one, this year, is apparently being, let's see, there's a proclamation in support of meet out. Governors and mayors in 40 additional states and cities other than just Colorado have signed similar proclamations in recent years, is what this article says. So this has been going on for a while, and I heard that it was more than just Colorado when I was here in Iowa, and one of the news stations was saying this meet out thing, and I don't know, I can't remember what city or state was talking about this meet out, but it was actually a Midwest city or state that shocked me. So I wish I could remember who it was, but I don't know. But there are quite a few that there's this movement. Now and you and I are going to do a podcast on where I can go through a lot of stuff. My brother, obviously, he's farming back in Iowa, and he fills me in on what's going on. But there is a whole movement on the left of, well, the left slash, you know, the international elite group, which is all kind of one organization, one group that seems to be in cahoots. The people that are promoting the Great Reset and the Paris Climate Accord, the elite group that wants one world socialism and the New World Order globalist group. That's who I'm really talking about. They are doing multiple things right now and have been doing multiple things over time that to kind of put farmers out of business. And you do the meet out day, and at first it didn't bother me that much because I'm like, you know, the Catholics have been doing meet out on Fridays for how long, you know, kind of. and they have national food days all the time, although usually it's like the food is being promoted like the donut day or popcorn day or something like that, rather than being cut out.
Right.
So this is the one where they're cutting it out instead of promoting it. But I think people need to understand that when you hit the meat industries, you're especially, well, cattle, chickens, turkeys, any of that, they're fed grain. Where do we grow the grain? Here in the Midwest and all over the country. So if you cut out meat, you're also cutting out the grain industry, where we have our farms in northwest Iowa. That whole county, none of the corn ever leaves that county because they have so many different farmers with cattle, and they're not monstrous cattle operations, but there are plenty of cattle people there and ethanol plants. So all of the corn grown in Buena Vista County stays in BV County. And they have packing plants, and so you would absolutely decimate the entire farming industry if you tried to get rid of just even cattle. We're not talking about even pork, because, you know, once it's one and they go through all of them, it's going to be pork and it's going to be chicken and turkey and all of it. You know, we want meat free, then all of those go, and that means the entire grain industry goes as well.
And Jill, we always talk about these issues as freedom versus force, force versus freedom. And ultimately, you can see what happens with some of these quote-unquote movements, and this has been going on for quite some time, is that they move kind of what's called the Overton window. The public opinion is really what they're trying to do, is move public opinion. But when you get right down to it, you know, meat is an important component of most people's diets. And if somebody doesn't want to eat meat or they can't eat meat, there's certainly other alternatives. But what we're seeing coming down the pike here is force. And we can see it through public policy, and or we can see it at the ballot box. And so force is never a good idea. You and I are both freedom girls. We like the idea of people being able to make their choice. And what we see, the people that are pushing this, is they are pushing their agenda. If they don't want to eat meat, if they want to have a meat out day tomorrow, fine. But they don't need to be working to try to force the rest of us. Your final thought, Jill?
I'd like to see what kind of shoes Jared Polis is wearing. Leather, maybe? Did that cow die in his sleep? Cows provide a lot more than just meat. And that whole industry is what a huge swath of our entire country is built on. But does he have leather seats in his car? Does he have a leather coat? I mean, honestly, people don't think about this. Leather gloves? You know, my husband said he dated a vegan who came to their on their date wearing leather shoes, a leather coat, and leather gloves. He's like, really? And you're about, you know, come on. And they name themselves really smartly. This meatout.org is part of an organization called, guess what, FARM.
Oh, I know.
F-A-R-M.
The right? battle of language, Jill, the battle of language.
Yep.
So, but we're going to record
that. Farm Animals Rights Movement, yeah.
We're going to record that podcast next week. That'll be rolled out in the email newsletter next week, and we're going to be doing a bunch of research on that. So, Dr. Jill Vecchio, thank you so much, and I imagine you're going to have a steak tomorrow, yes?
You betcha.
Okay. We'll talk to you next week.
In my best Minnesota accent.
There you go. Betcha by golly. Okay. Hey, Jason McBride, what's on the menu for you tomorrow?
Well, we've talked about it several times this week, and it hasn't changed. It's still steak.
And Jason McBride, Senior VP, Presidential Wealth Management. It is astonishing to me that Jared Polis is actually attacking another business here in Colorado that is a key economic driver in our state, Jason.
Well, it's hard to figure out what they're thinking sometimes. They seem to be willing to make huge sacrifices to the economy, to jobs, you know, just in order to, you know, push forth you know, these social ideas that they have. I mean, look what they're doing to the energy industry in Colorado for no good reason other than, you know, to show their dislike for oil, it seems like to me.
Can you imagine? We take so much for granted. The heat in our homes, the lights, the electricity, we take so much for granted. And now we take so much for granted at the grocery store as well. But it is very important that people do what they can to manage their own destiny, their economic well-being. And Jason McBride, you are the guy that can help people with that.
Well, we certainly try to do a good job with that, Kim. And I think a good, thorough plan is a good place to start and to make sure you have your T's crossed and I's dotted there. And then to, you know, have ongoing management of it and having someone there to guide you and be aware of changes in the laws or, you know, new types of investments that are out there that may be a good fit for you. So, you know, it starts with the plan, and then it helps to have someone to hold your hand, I guess, I would say, Kim.
Yes, I think that sounds like a great idea. How can people reach you, Jason?
The best way is to just give us a call, 303-694-1600, Kim. That's 303-694-1600.
Jason, thank you so much, and we will talk to you on Monday.
All right.
And we're going to go to break. When we come back, Rick Turnquist, it's a Turnquist Friday, and he's written a very important op-ed. It's at my website, kimmunson.com. And it's Colorado Democrats' War on Colorado. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back with Rick Turnquist.
Controlling your own destiny. There are a lot of unknowns on the horizon with the new administration. Predovich & Company is here to help. Trusted professionals for all your bookkeeping, tax planning, and accounting needs. Kim Munson highly recommends Predovich & Company. They've been helping her for years. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich & Company works with clients from anywhere in the United States. Give them a call at 303-791-3000 to put Predovich & Company to work for you. Call 303-791-3000 today.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors, Karen Levine volunteers hours of her time to help you build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. And thank you to all of you that are contributing and keeping our independent voice on the air. It is a Turnquest Friday. Rick Turnquest is in studio. You've written a very important piece, Colorado Democrats' War on Colorado. Let's talk about it.
Well, thanks, Kim. Great to be here, and great bumper music there, Steve. So when you asked me what I was going to write about, I was thinking, you know, that very moment I was thinking about this ridiculous meet-out day that Governor Polis has declared. And I was looking at the meet-out website, and I saw on there one of their pictures a proclamation by the state of Colorado signed by John Hickenlooper. So this isn't the first time that a Colorado
it's not their first rodeo, huh?
Democratic governor has thrown the ag industry under the bus. And, you know, apparently John Hickenlooper signed a similar proclamation at some point in the past. So this is not a new thing. You know, as Jill mentioned, this meet-out group was formed in 1985 to educate consumers about the benefits, so-called benefits of a plant-based diet. And Governor Polis, who eats meat himself, just threw our $4.7 billion cattle industry under the bus in service of the left-wing ideology. And not surprisingly, and this is shown by the people that are calling into your show this morning, this idiotic proclamation has sparked a backlash across Colorado. And people all over the state are publicly committing to eat as much meat as they can on March 20th. And I personally will be having a yummy steak with a delicious side of bacon. And this easy contempt for the hardworking ranchers and farmers in Colorado is par for the course for the cabal of Denver Boulder progressives who have virtually unlimited power over our state. Their dislike of everybody who disagrees with them is clear. Every passing legislative session in this year is no exception. And it's really clear that they just don't care about anybody that lives outside of their little bubble of Denver, Boulder, Fort Collins. And unfortunately, they've been emboldened by their electoral wins in 2018 and 2020 and the election of the big guy and full Democratic control of the federal government. So the hard left in Colorado is ascendant, and they're going for broke this year, Kim.
They are. And it's not only this, our ag industry that they're going after. They've been going after our energy industry, our oil and gas industry. But just our small businesses in the piece that you have written, you went through a number of different things there that I think it really should cause people to stop and think.
Yeah, they view Colorado businesses as a giant pot of gold from which they can extort money by force to fund their progressive schemes, or I should say regressive schemes, because they really truly aren't progressive. But they're doing it at the same time they're doing everything they can to make it more difficult to do business in Colorado. This new family thing that was passed at the ballot box because they couldn't get it through the legislature.
And that's a forced paid family leave.
Yep, forced paid family leave, which I will never pay a dime of that tax. That's a separate conversation, mm-hmm. But we have new fees coming on Uber drivers and Lyft drivers, new gas fees. They've got everything they're doing legislatively, they're making it harder to do business. And there's no way to know this information, but I wonder how many people have not started a business in Colorado because of all this. And I wonder how many people have gone out of business in Colorado and lost their life savings because they're unable to do business in this oppressive government environment here in Colorado. And if they keep up the way they're going, they're going to turn Colorado into an economic wasteland in 5 years.
But these kinds of policies, ultimately, they really hurt people. This was an original of mine. A lot of people get hurt on the road to utopia.
Yeah.
And I talk with kind of people, big thinker economists, and they're like, well, this doesn't work. What they're proposing doesn't work. and I and it won't work. And they, I think they take comfort in it. But where I think about it, I think a lot of people get hurt. They lose their life savings. They keep this up, we're going to have people going hungry.
That's right. And when you mention a lot of people get hurt on the way to utopia, yeah, that the 20th century is. You know, marked by oceans of blood from all the people killed by governments, socialist governments, you know, on their way to utopia. So, yeah, that's a very true statement. People get hurt on the way to utopia. And we're seeing this here in Colorado. And under one bill that's before the legislature, Senate Bill 21-132, you won't even be able to talk about it because if it's determined to be hate speech, Senator Kerry Donovan wants to set up a commission that would regulate digital communications platforms within the state of Colorado. And this bill is blatantly unconstitutional. And I put the words of the Colorado and United States constitutions in the piece so people can judge for themselves instead of taking my word for it. This bill is such a horrible idea. Senator Donovan is the only sponsor on it because nobody else is willing to put their name on such a horrible piece of legislation.
And she wants to run for Congress against Warren Boebert.
Oh, I welcome that contest. yeah, with far left bills such as this with her name next to them, she won't stand a snowball's chance in Hades of succeeding in that election or even in the primary. So this is a really bad bill, and fortunately it's going to be heard next week, I believe, in the State Veterans and Military Affairs Committee, which is also known as the Kill Committee. So hopefully that one's going to go down to an ignominious and well-deserved defeat.
But so it would be defeated this year, but this is the strategy of the radical activist regressive left, is they start to float these things. And so this baby will be coming back.
Oh yeah, it's going to come back, and they did the same thing with the family and medical leave insurance idea. You know, Senator then Representative Faith Winter introduced that bill year after year after year, kept getting shot down. Then I was sure they were going to pass it last year, but the COVID virus pandemic thing and interfered with that, thankfully. But then it was passed at the ballot box, so it got passed anyway. So yeah, this will be back, and it's really chilling to think that they're employing the same kind of strategy and censorship that was employed in Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union, and it really has no place even being considered in an American state legislature.
Well, and we've seen so many things through the whole COVID-19 Wuhan, China virus, the rat on your neighbor thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that is straight out of 1930s Germany, 1940s Germany as well.
It totally is. It's just unconscionable. And the rat on your neighbor thing, that's horrible. You know, police arresting people for not wearing a mask for whatever reason, or because their kid's not wearing a mask, or they're far away from people and not wearing a mask. It's just ridiculous. And it's sad. You know, this is not this generation is not the one that's going to save America. You know, hopefully we're going to be able to figure out a way to educate younger people about the values and the virtues of the American founding and the American ideal and rescue this country from the oblivion that we're heading towards right now.
Well, and it really takes each and every one of us getting our brain around these ideas. That's why we do this show, is to help you get your brain around these issues so that you can converse with your friends and your family and your colleagues. I recorded a podcast with Dr. Victor Davis Hanson yesterday that will be rolled out this weekend in the newsletter, and then will be on the website. And we talked a little bit about this cancel culture. And he said, every one of us has a rendezvous with cancel culture. Mm-hmm. And we need to figure out what we're going to do about that. But Rick, let's run over here with Erin Carney. We're talking about cancel culture. Basically, it looked like Governor Polis with this proclamation wants to cancel our agricultural industry. And Erin Carney, she is with the Colorado Cattlemen's Association. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
It has been astonishing. We've had a number throughout the week. We've had a number of organizers of events, of meet in or let's meet MEAT events throughout the state. Mm-hmm. The Colorado Cattlemen's Association, you have to be astounded at what Governor Polis has done. However, Rick Turnquist looked up this meet out Hickenlooper.org website. And Hickenlooper also had signed this, but I think we're getting serious about protecting our ag industry, because I think that this attack is very concerning. Aaron, your thoughts?
Yes. We were pretty surprised when that came out. What I've been saying is most proclamations are celebrating something, right? You have Firefighters Day or National Salad Day, let's say. And this was actually excluding our product. And so I think that's what we were so frustrated about, is that, like you said, it was a cancel culture, and it was the canceling of the meat industry, which is such a huge industry in Colorado. And we were kind of baffled.
Well, and I think that it's become a real positive, though. One of my listeners out in Northeast Colorado, I guess it was late last week, she said, "Oh, we're going to have this great event out here in our town." And I said, "Let's get you on. Let's get somebody on about that." And then I said, "Do you know of other events?" And next thing I know, I think we've highlighted 9 or 10 events throughout the state of Colorado. Tiny little businesses, barbecue places. Let's see, I think it's Two Rivers Barbecue down in South Fork. They're doing a special day. And so I think it's really become a positive, Aaron, because what it is happening is we're having this conversation before they get so far down the road on this cancel culture on our cattle and our agricultural industry. We're able to have this conversation, and hopefully people can start to understand that they're blessed when they go to the grocery store and there are full shelves and full meat counters. Your thoughts, Aaron?
I completely agree. You know, when we heard this, we were like, man, we have to turn this into a positive. And that's when we came in. We came up with the idea of hashtag meat in. And we kind of started circulating that around. And the response from rural communities, from restaurants, from grocery stores, is all, it's so cool to see communities coming together, rallying around our local producers, and raising them up, supporting them. And then also what's come out of this is helping those that may be a little more food insecure, who may be a little more needy in the communities. A lot of these community events are helping those local organizations or local charities that help feed hungry children, hungry food insecure adults, or other organizations. So what's so cool is to see something that maybe was negative turn into just this positive event. And not only in Colorado, but we have people saying they're supporting us in Montana, in Nebraska, in all across the United States. So that's even cooler to see.
Well, thank you to the Colorado Cattlemen's Association for just the wonderful food that is provided to us on a regular basis. I grew up in rural Kansas, and I love a great steak. That's what I'm going to have tomorrow. Aaron Carney, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us, and looking forward to everyone eating meat tomorrow on hashtag meat in on March 20th.
You got it. We're going to go to break. When we come back, Rick Turnquist is in studio. It's at Turnquist Friday. We're talking about his very important piece, Colorado's Democrats, a war on Colorado. When we come back, though, Todd Ingley is on the line. He's with the Colorado Beef Council, and beef is an important part of our diet, so we'll be right back.
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation is on the horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Americans Veteran Stories with Kim Munson, Sunday afternoons at 3. Here on KLZ 560 AM and KLZ 100.7.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And you can contribute there at the website as well. Thank you to all of you that contribute to keep our independent voice out there, engaging in this battle of ideas that is raging in our country right now. In studio with me is my friend Rick Turnquest. It is a Turnquest Friday. It's always a great Friday when you're in the studio, Rick.
Thanks, Kim. It's always great to be here.
And we'll get back to your piece here in just a moment. On the line with me is Todd Ingley. He is with the Colorado Beef Council. Todd, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kim. Thanks for having us. I appreciate with you.
Well, and our ag industry and the beef industry is a big economic driver in Colorado, correct, Todd?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, exactly. You know, there's a lot of different ways to measure economic impact of an industry. But at general for Colorado, you know, direct and indirect economic activity contributes up to $470 billion worth of dollars for the state. It's big. $195,000.
You know, Todd, I'm going to stop just a moment. I think that we may have a bad connection. So what we'll do is why don't you drop off, and producer Steve will try you again, because it's so important that people get all these numbers. So drop off, and Rick and I will talk a little bit more, and then we'll have you come back in. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Because I want to hear every one of those numbers, Rick.
Yeah, I was trying to take notes here.
So we'll get to Todd here in just a moment, but what's your thoughts with your piece here that you've written about this war on Colorado? What's your next point that you'd like to make, Rick?
Well, I just wanted to make the point, and this really came home to me when I was hunkered down in my home over the big snowstorm last weekend. You know, that was the fourth biggest blizzard we've had in recorded Colorado history. And I was just thinking about how grateful I was for all the hardworking oil and gas people who are out there in the field every day producing the fossil fuel-based energy that's one of the pillars of modern life. And I linked my piece called The Pillars of Modern Life, which is published on your website, Kim. And I believe it's a really important piece because it talks about how we are living at the pinnacle of human civilization on this planet, and it's made possible by three things: fossil fuels, limited government, and capitalism. And I explore those three ideas in some depth in that piece. So I encourage your listeners to, if they haven't read it yet, to go to your website and just Google Pillars of Modern Life, Kim Munson, and you'll be able to find it. But it's clear that...
Or DuckDuckGo.
Yeah, right.
And
yeah.
Different search engine.
Better yet, yeah, DuckDuckGo for sure. And it's clear... The easy contempt, as I mentioned, you know, the Democrats in Colorado have for, you know, not only the ag industry, but the oil and gas industry. They're doing everything they can to eradicate the industry, you know, both nationally with President Biden canceling the Keystone Pipeline and putting thousands of people out of work, and suspending oil and gas drilling on federal lands, which will cost more jobs and economic activity. The left has done everything they can in Colorado to eliminate the oil and gas industry, and you know that now they want us out of our cars. You know, there's supposedly something in place. John Caldera wrote about this in Complete Colorado, about how they want to have you out of, they're going to force employers to have employees not drive their cars to work, which is just ridiculous. And I wonder how many of these state legislators drive their cars to the Capitol every day. How many of them take public transportation? I only know of one who says he does, and that's Representative Tom Sullivan. But when every time I go to the Capitol, the lot's full of cars
with their special parking.
That's right.
Their special. And actually, I wish they all would take public transportation, because it'd take them longer to get down there to pass these
Absolutely
laws.
Should take public transportation or ride their bicycles in 10-degree weather or a blizzard.
There you go. Hey, we've got Todd back on the line here. I want to talk, and I know you're taking notes on this, Rick. Todd Ingley with the Colorado Beef Council. We were talking about the economic impact of the cattle industry to Colorado, and we didn't quite get those numbers, so I hope we have a better connection. What is that, Todd?
Well, give this a try. You know, there's hopefully you can hear me better. A lot of different ways of measuring economic impact, but, you know, agriculture in general contributes roughly in direct and indirect sales $470 billion.
Wow.
To the economic, you know, impact. That's local economies, you know, agriculture across the board. 195,000 jobs. So it's big, and cattle and beef alone contributes just under $4 billion.
Well, and not only from an economic standpoint, but from a health standpoint. Beef, meat is such an important component, or people should have the choice to have that as part of their diet. But, you know, lean protein is very healthy, Todd, and it's a staple of the American diet.
It is. It's a big factor. And, you know, I think we're blessed, especially in the United States, to have the choices that we have available, but especially, you know, if you get to travel the world, and I've done some of that for work, traveled all around the world, and you really realize how fortunate we are to have such high protein content food here. Beef is, you know, one of the most nutritionally dense proteins that we have available, and it's valuable for a lot of different things, from infants all the way up to older age adults.
Well, absolutely. And we're always improving. And our cattle producers, our ag people, they really care about the land. They really care about the animals that they work with. But they also care about their fellow human being, that we, you know, that we have food, that we have nutrition, and we have taken it for granted. And so I'm so grateful for our ag producers, our beef producers here in Colorado. And how can people get more information about our industry, Todd?
You bet. You know, the Beef Council exists by state legislation to promote the beef industry, to create and manage programs that center around promotion, you know, nutrition, education, research, things like that. So we cover a lot of different elements of the industry, a lot of which you can find out what we do through school programs, through nutrition programs, working with outreach with doctors and hospitals, research up at CSU. We do a lot of those things. You can find a lot of that information on our website, which is cobeef.com, cobeef.com, and you'll be able to find hundreds of recipes, a lot of resource and materials that talk about sustainability and some of the advances that we've made over the last, you know, 30, 40 years, especially in sustainability. There's a lot of information that's available that way.
Okay, and that's cobeef.com. Todd Inglee, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Okay. Rick Turnquist, we've got just a few minutes, so I'm going to let you wrap this up.
Well, great. I just looked at his website, and I see a table full of wonderful looking meat dishes. So tomorrow's gonna be a fun day. I think everybody's gonna enjoy having a nice steak on the grill.
I bought my steaks early because I was concerned there might be a run on them.
Right. Well, I bought a whole box of steaks and they're in the freezer, so I have to remember to take a couple of them out when I get home today. So you know, let's wrap up. I talk a little bit more about, you know, another sign of the contempt they have for us is the letting the, you know, the wolf thing. And we wrote about this in the Voters Guide we did together last fall, and we definitely opposed that, and it passed anyway. You know, most of the votes coming to pass that were from east of the mountains, including Larimer, Boulder, Jefferson, Adams, Denver, and Arapahoe counties. And we don't know the results of that yet, but I'm sure they won't be good. And as of the time I wrote this, there was 91 days until the General Led Assembly adjourns in June. And just looking through the bills that are on the docket, you know, there's so many bad ones. There's some firearm bills. There's some social justice bills, a bill to suspend testing. So, you know, why not fail to test how poorly children are doing in the publicly funded schools that are out there. So there's a lot of things to be concerned about in Colorado, and I hope someday that the voters will will restore some sanity to our state legislature and vote for a Republican governor in the next election and vote out this one-party tyranny that we have right now, because it's going in the wrong direction and it's getting worse.
Well, and you mentioned that the three pillars are our fossil fuels industry, capitalism, and limited government. And all three of those are being attacked right now.
Very relentlessly.
Relentlessly. Now, you mentioned your piece, let's see, Pillars of
Modern Life.
Of Modern Life. If you go to my website, kimmunson.com, and put Turnquest in the search bar, all of your pieces should come up, as well as the shows when you've been on Turnquest Friday.
Yes, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on the show every month and talk about these ideas, because they're important. And, you know, people need to know what's going on. I know most people just live their lives and don't really want to know about government or politics and stuff like that. But it really does have an impact on your life, and you need to pay attention to what's going on out there and let your legislators know that things are not acceptable, like these taxes, fees, you know, gas price increases, you know, speech suppression bills, and all these other horrible bills that are on the docket this year. They're bad, and they need to be stopped.
Well, Rick Turnquest, that's our job. That's what we're doing, is keeping people informed on this. So thank you so much for being here. And it's beef. It's what's for dinner, right?
That's right.
So our quote for today is John Wayne. He said, courage is being scared to death and saddling up anyway. So my friends today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America.
Young, like a new moon rising, fierce, through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them.